Shout out to all the moms. Yeah. Mother's Day coming
up. Mother's Day.
Oh, that's, see, look at this.
The mothers, the baby mamas, all the
yeah,
mamas.
This is Doug Gillard of Guided by Voices, and you're listening to 90.7 FM, WGXC, Accra.
Who is community radio for?
It's for people.
You mean it's for the people?
What's the difference between people and the people?
People you see on the street are people. You can see them. You can't see the people. There's too many to see.
You can't see anything on the radio anyway.
That's what's great about radio. There's nothing to see.
That means you can drive at the same time you listen to the radio.
Do you think it's safe to operate a motor vehicle while listening to WGXC?
Is it safe to use power tools while listening to WGXC?
90.7 FM, WGXC.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Sandra Yingling of Brooklyn, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
WGXC underwriting is provided in part by Basilica Hudson's Farm and Flea Spring Market. Open on Mother's Day weekend, May 10th and 11th. Festival goers can play, learn, eat, and shop from 100 local farms, chefs, makers, and collectors celebrating the natural bounty of the Hudson Valley. Information at basilicahudson.org.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, this is the news from rural America. DOGE budget cuts to America's premier agency for national service will leave rural gaps, Julia Tilton reports.
AmeriCorps grants have been slashed by more than $400 million, including $12 million for rural areas in Colorado, managed by Lieutenant Governor Diane Primavera. She says AmeriCorps volunteers in small-town schools, libraries, and food banks often go into public service as teachers or wildland firefighters.
Losing these programs isn't just a budget issue, it's a community resilience issue.
Colorado's Montezuma School-to-Farm project in Cortez depends on AmeriCorps members to teach classes and grow 6,000 pounds of food a year for the food pantry. Sorrel Redford is the project's education director.
There's like this whole trickle-down effect. You know, if we can't grow the food, we can't get it to the food bank, they won't have fresh food to give out.
I'm Julia Tilton.
The Trump administration's budget for next year cuts funding for preschool and early childcare education programs. Although the Head Start program was not named directly, it could be affected by proposed cuts. Jessica Laura leads Head Start in four rural Washington counties. She says the ways it helped her disabled child changed both of their lives.
I was a Head Start mom. My son was in Head Start. I would not be where I am today without the services that Head Start provided in our rural communities.
Dismantling Head Start would affect 1 million American children, nearly half of them from rural families, and close thousands of childcare and early education centers. Extreme weather like hurricanes, floods, and wildfires are becoming more destructive and put pregnant women and their unborn children at greatest risk. 2024's Hurricane Helene was the deadliest Atlantic storm in 7 years. The Daily Yonder Sarah Malott says lower-income and rural moms were particularly vulnerable.
Some of the women that we interviewed in South Georgia didn't have a way to store breast milk. They lost food from their fridges.
Many faced diaper and formula shortages and had difficulty reaching their doctors. Malott says providers report those patients have struggled with their mental health.
The more trauma a pregnant or postpartum woman faces in an extreme weather event, the more likely she is to experience postpartum depression or anxiety.
Finally, they'll be hooting and hollering in rural California this month when the Jumping Frog Jubilee kicks off at the Calaveras County Fair. A Mark Twain short story inspired the century-old event. Human jockeys stationed behind their locally caught bullfrog are allowed to stomp, scream, and clap, but not touch their croaker. Many aim to break the record 22-foot jump set in 1986 by Rosie the Riveter. For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, I'm Roz Brown. For more rural stories, visit dailyyonder.com.
Exploring Science in the Sea. A rare species of sponge found in the Red Sea and Indian Ocean has a rare distinction. It has levels of a metal that are thousands of times higher than ever seen in any other organism. And most of that metal is stored away by a type of bacteria that lives inside the sponge. Sponges are filter feeders. They draw in water, filter out food and other solid bits, then shoot the water and solid particles back into the sea. Some contaminants can lodge inside them. Some studies have found high levels of arsenic, barium, and other toxic substances. A more recent study looked at the species called Theonella conica. It's found down the eastern coast of Africa. Up to 40% of its body weight consists of bacteria and other microscopic organisms, many of which have a symbiotic relationship with the sponge. Over two decades, researchers collected specimens from Zanzibar off the southeastern African coast and the Gulf of Aqaba at the northern tip of the Red Sea. When they analyzed the sponges, the scientists found extremely high levels of molybdenum. The metal is important for the metabolism of people and other animals, but only at low levels. At high levels, it's toxic. So the metal may help protect the sponges from predators. The element was concentrated in one of the species of bacteria inside the sponge. It changes the material into a harmless mineral, which is flushed back into the water, keeping the sponge safe from both predators and the toxic element. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute and is on the web at scienceinthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
It's time now for your good news for a good planet, a light in the desert. In the Negev Desert of Israel, the Ashalim power station is making waves with a futuristic design that looks like something out of a sci-fi movie. It's been compared to the Tower of Babel and called a lighthouse without a sea, and even deemed the Eye of Sauron. Standing at a soaring height of 260 meters and surrounded by acres of mirrors, it is recognized as one of the world's tallest solar power stations. This enormous round pole with its glowing tip is even visible from space. The facility combines solar thermal energy, photovoltaic energy, and natural gas to provide clean and sustainable power to over 120,000 homes. Covering 988 sandy acres, the power station generates a staggering 300 megawatts of clean electricity every day. By utilizing a vast array of 56,000 computer-controlled heliostats, which reflect sunlight onto the pinnacle of the massive tower, it harnesses the sun's energy to create steam that then drives turbines for power generation. This power station provides sustainable energy while boosting the local economy through job creation. Often referred to as a unique marvel of green technology, Ashalim is lighting up a greener future for a vast desert economy. And this is Mandy from GoodNewsGoodPlanet.com.
Hello, hello, hello. It is the Thursday afternoon show. I'm your host, Sila G. I hope you can hear me. It is definitely spring in Columbia County. It's definitely spring in New York. Again, you guys are on the road with me. As you know, my co-host Tom DiPietro is off the show until late June, early July. And so I'm going solo for an hour. I'll be doing this for a while until Tom comes back and then we refigure out the Thursday afternoon show. Yes, this is WGXC's 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson. I am practicing safety. I am on the Bluetooth. Don't worry. The last thing I want to do is be unsafe. I have too many people that love and care for me to be reckless with myself. And I know that some things are unpredictable and some things happen by accident, but I will try to do my best to be as safe and responsible as possible out here in these streets. So I do want to mention that last week I shared with you guys that my family lost another person in our family, a young person, Chado Fit Mind, Machado Ryman, and we laid him to rest on Monday at 1 o'clock in the Catskill Cemetery. And, you know, with all these changes that are happening, I do want to say that his life, which was a testament to how you're supposed to live, he touched so many people. I mean, I've met people that I probably would have never met had I not, you know, had him as a family member. So, and it's always good. It's always positive. It's always like, wow, you're so lucky to be related to him. It feels so good. I'm so proud of him. To the Ryman family, to the Sacco family, I just want to say we love you, you know. Yeah, and he will never be forgotten. As a matter of fact, my job is having a marathon, and guess who signed up? Your girl. Now, just to be clear, it is not only a run-walk marathon. It's a run and walk marathon. So I will not be out here trying to twist no ankle or fall and skeet-skeet in the ground or nothing. That's not going to happen. I'm simply going to walk and be thinking of him and my family and staying fit, because that was his whole concept, is to change your life through fitness and nutrition and positive mindset, and also through being a believer. He was a believer, and he was bringing himself back to that status. I mean, we all fall short, but he was definitely on his path, on his way. And so again, that made me even more proud of him, because we all struggle with that. We all struggle with our path and our way. Sometimes it's not clear. Sometimes we misconstrue the messages. Sometimes people get in our way and throw us off our path a little bit, or things get in our way, you know, tangible materialistic items of this world. It's all designed for that. But you know, if you're a real believer and it's meant for you to come back and find your path and find your way, whatever you believe in, I believe that you will find it when you need to find it and at that moment. And for some people, it takes longer, you know. So, yeah, this week is also Mother's Day weekend coming up. I, as a mother, and many others whom I know and share this holy, blessed cohort of mystery, because God knows it's a mystery to be a mom. You know, the kids always think we got it all figured out. Child, we are the swans. We are serene on the surface, and underneath we are pedaling for dear life out here with these kids, especially these COVID babies and after and before, a little bit before. Oh my goodness. Karma Lucia be putting me and Louie through it. But I wouldn't change it for anything. God knows. None of the kids. They're all worth it, believe me. So if you're a mom, if it's your first year being a mom, like my new sister-in-law, Tyler, congratulations on being a mom and bringing up us a beautiful nephew crew, a beautiful cousin to share the life with. You know, it's a special time. I mean, I don't really subscribe to it. I'm going to be real with y'all. To me, Mother's Day is every day. Every time my kids see me, I need some love. I need some sugar. I need some updates. I need to hear it all. I need to see it all. And it's never about the gifts or the, you know, it's always about spending time. And even if that time is short, even if it's just on the phone on a regular, it's all worth it. It's all good. It's all blessings. So yeah, that is happening. And also with Mother's Day, we are also having the Basilica Farm and Flea. Shout out to Tony and I'm blanking again, y'all, Lord. Melissa for putting this on, as well as Elise McMahon for heading that up from Mindful Objects. We definitely got a big turnout for that coming up this year. It's so exciting to be, you know, be in the company of events like this, because it really, they really are community driven.
Are interested in and how they can show up for other creatives. So it's a nice event. It's been going on for a while. I think they had said when they came on the show since 2013. So that's a good chunk of time. I mean, that's over 10 years considering, you know, we're in 2025 now. To be putting on an event, a community event where you're bringing local providers together to share their wares and to, you know, be in a magical space like the Basilica, it's a blessing. So that is happening. And guess who will have a table at that beautiful event? WGXC will have a table at that beautiful event, y'all. And on Sunday, if you want to see Tom and I, if you miss us, we'll be there from 10 to 1:30. So let me give you the deets. So it is the Basilica Farm and Fleece Spring Market. There is a charge at the door, but I'm not able to say what that is. I definitely suggest you guys go to their website, Basilica Hudson, and tap into that information. The day it's going to be, again, it's Saturday and Sunday. I don't think it's on Friday. Let me see. I don't think it's Friday, but I definitely know it's Saturday and Sunday. I'm trying to get the deets for y'all right now. Hold on, y'all. Lord have mercy. When you get into the emails, you got to start going through everything. I definitely know it's Saturday and Sunday. Hold on. I'm telling y'all to go into the website. I'm going to go into the website. How's that sound? That just makes the most sense. Okay. So the Basilica Farm and Flea is May 10th and 11th, and it's going to be at, excuse me, hold on, sorry, it's going to be at the Basilica Event Space in Hudson, and you know, I don't know if the address is 99 South Front Street, or they have a separate address. Yes, they do. It is 110 South Front Street, Hudson, New York, 12534. Basilica Hudson is the venue. Doors open at 10 a.m. All ages are welcome. And I think there's going to be something for everybody. I don't believe you will find a space that is not going to be as inclusive as Basilica Farm and Flea for giving somebody something for everyone. Now, like me, I'm a weird little Scorpio because, you know, I'm an introvert with the extrovert tendencies. So the minute I feel like I'm invited to something, I got to show up for something, which WGXC will be tabling at the event and be providing swag and informational. And I think they'll be doing some recordings, which is super cute. We will also, I also try to, you know what I do first? I check the weather, baby, because your girl got to know how to show up. So let's see. So Saturday, unfortunately, right now, there's an 80% chance of rain. The good news is Basilica Farm and Flea will be indoors as well as outdoors. So if it can't happen outdoors, it's going to be indoors. So don't think that you're going to get out of it. You still can come. You still can participate. You still can bring some coin in. And then on Sunday, it'll be 67 and sunny. Of course, it'll be sunny. Tom and I are going to be there. Got to be sunny. We got to represent. So we'll be there for that. Now, we won't be on air because, you know, Tom can't be on air. And I'm on air right now with y'all. So it'll just be like, a tabling event. And there'll be other tabling events with other organizations. But we will be there. We've been asked to come. We've been blessed with that invite. So we're going to take it up. Shout out to WTXC's back end managerial team for scoring that little location for us. You know, the more information we have disseminated about listener-supported radio, the better we can show up and be listened and heard and supported, right? Like when you go to our website, if you're saying, what's WGXC, and you want to get to know more, when you go to our website, we got a cute little donate button that you can also use to show us how much you appreciate hearing us local hosts and producers on the radio giving you our little bit of craft, our little bit of geek, you know? Yeah, so that'll be happening at the Basilica Farm and Flea. Right now I'm sitting in my car. It is pouring down rain. I do have on my rain jacket, but guess what else I got on, y'all? I got on chanclas. I got on slippers. Don't even ask me why. I was just really geeked up because when I got up this morning, it was sunny out. It was. I put my sunglasses on and everything. I was like, hey, it's sunny out. Why should your girl not be have her feet out? And you know what I got on? I got my toes match my car. I made sure to go through and scour through. And I'm not going to lie, Louis did help me because I was going to go in white. And he, I sent him the picture of all the, like, the shout out to Nail Art. I sent them the picture of all the like the colors, and I didn't even realize that the color of the car was on the swatches. I was like looking more for like the whites and the cream, you know, because we it does look good against dark skin. But he was like that color, and I was like, oh, that's the color of the car. And the car's name is Brown Sugar, in case you're wondering. And she's named Brown Sugar because she has brown seats on the inside, and her outside color is called Stormy. Yeah, so sorry about that, guys. I just have to text my cousins and let them know I am on the air. And yeah, I'm not going to be available till after the broadcast, which is, you know, it's cool, whatever. Hopefully you guys are having a good rainy day. You know what these days are best for? Me and Tom agreed on this one weird thing. That rainy days are good for people who are bookheads. If you're the kind of person that likes to read, and you know you like to like have like a nice warm cup of coffee or tea or hot cocoa, and just kind of like just sit and just read and have your personal quiet time, the rain kind of helps support that venture. You know, it really does. It kind of just gives you the ambiance. And the TV that I have at home, the TV has not been moved over yet, y'all. We're not even going to talk about it. Can I just tell you how much good sleep I'm getting, though, not having a TV in the house? I didn't realize how much time the TV steals from my sleep until the TV's not in the house. Not only is it not stealing sleep from me, it's not stealing sleep from Carmen. Now, the boys, they are tapped into their game, so they're still getting that blue light energy. But me and Carmen, baby, when we wake up, we are refreshed. And then, of course, you know, they stay on their phones, so we can't do nothing about that, but... Anyway, yeah, so I'm in my slippers sitting in the car, my first office, thinking about running into the house. And I'm not going to run, actually. I'm going to walk gracefully. I'm going to do it so demure, so classy, so sexy. I'm going to go walk in and not run, because I promise you, if I run, I'm going to fall. But I'm going to bring y'all with me. How about that? So, yeah, and you can hear a little bit of the sounds. So you heard a little bit of the sounds of the rain and the traffic and all the things. Yeah. So there are a few other events happening locally that I wanted to share with you guys, because I know Tom used to do that. We used to do it together, actually. And I just realized that we haven't done that in a minute. You hear the traffic? It's mad loud. So I'm going to talk to you about a few events that are happening. Of course, we have to start local. We can't go nowhere but go local first, baby. The first local event is Park Theater, Art House and Cocktail Bar is having an open mic Park Theater night on today on at 7 p.m. So if you're interested in some open mic events, you want to try your hand at like getting your voice out there, Park Theater is your spot. It's the venue for you. Okay. Next we have Mother's Day Sips and Stems with Mama B's Flower Garden at Cooper's Daughters, 284 State Route 23, Claverack. And that's taking place at 12 noon this Saturday. So there's a few things happening locally, you know, on trend with the holiday, as well as XXX. I just want to say, for Mother's Day coming up, one of the things I acknowledge and recognize the most being a mom is how much my kids tend to just eat up my food. And I'm grateful. Can I just say that I'm grateful? Because first of all, they got food to eat. The fact that they eat it up to the point where there's no leftovers now, I guess I'm still grateful. I guess I still got to keep being grateful. Yeah. So, oh, let me go to the next event. So then, meet and greet with Farrellyn Marclay. And they're doing a mark your calendars this Saturday, May 10th, 1 to 3 o'clock. There's a lot of events taking place on Mother's Day. Wow, it's beautiful. So let me tell you about this event. Join Farrellyn Mulcahy. I can't say her last name. M-U-L-L Mulcahy. As she shares experts from her recently launched young adult fantasy novel. Let me turn on the light. That will help me a little bit. The Girl in the Blue Dress, followed by a Q&A session and a book signing. Copies can be ordered on Amazon ahead of time, with a limited number available for purchase at Meisner's Heritage Farm on the event day, which is 3771 Route Hudson 9 in Hudson, New York. So a book signing is coming to Meisner's Heritage Farm Market and Cafe. That's so cute. I wish they would give us a little bit more about that, the girl in the blue dress, but I guess you gotta read it to find out, or go on Google and look it up. Next month, well, let me keep going with what's happening this month. Wednesday, May 14th, Little Wonders Storytime. That is happening at the Hudson Area Library. Super cute. Lola Wants a Garden Plant. And that's happening with Monray Francois, who is a local. So let me try to put Monray. Monray is a longtime friend of mine. We've been friends since I had a job at Burger King at the age of, I want to say, 15. And I came in. I'm going to tell y'all the whole story. I don't got nothing to hide. I don't got no shame. So I was working, and I think it was like my third or fourth day, and Monray, being the Gemini that he is, you know, Gemini people, one thing they're going to do, they're going to tell you how it is. They're going to tell you exactly how it is from their view. Monray came over to me. He was like, and now mind you, in Burger King back in the days, you had to wear the visor, you know, the visor that they wear to kind of, I don't know, I guess with the emblem on it. It's a visor with the emblem on it. Anyway. I don't know if McDonald's had a similar one. I think they didn't, because I worked at both at one time. But anyway, Monray was like, why you got that hat on? So I'm looking at him and I'm like, we all got a hat on. What are you talking about? He's like, no, I have on a visor. Everybody else got on a visor. You got on a visor and a hat. And I'm saying to myself, this dude is tweaking, because I definitely don't got no hat on. He was talking about my weave, y'all. He called my weave a hat. And I was like looking at him, like, when I finally figured out, because he like touched it a little bit, like, hello. I'm telling you, there's nobody more original for me than Monray with that. You heard? So after the laugh subsided, I was like, well, you know, I'm from Brooklyn and I'm up here, but I don't really have anybody to do my hair. And at the time there was Liz. Shout out to Liz, who moved to, I forgot what her last name, but I think it's Liz Hurst. She was doing hair at the time, but she was an older lady, and she was like, you know, more traditional, and you had to make an appointment. And I was young. I was 15. I wasn't making an appointment. I wasn't even doing any of that. But anyway, so he was like, oh, I do hair. You should let me do your hair. So I was like, really? He's like, yeah. So he did my hair. And from that, we've been friends ever since. So Monray has been doing some very creative things with the youth. And one of those is actually reading story time. He's been doing it at a few different places, and now I guess he's doing it at the Hudson Area Library. And Lola Wants a Garden sounds super cute. So the Hudson Area Library is located at 51 North 5th Street in Hudson, New York. And it's on May 14th at 10 a.m., which is a Wednesday. So if you have a little one and you wanted to kind of, you know, spend some time hearing someone else read a book, the library has a cute little space for little ones to kind of just kind of, you know, run around and do some stuff. I mean, I personally think it should have some more enclosures, because little ones, one thing we know about little ones is that they're gonna be loud. They're gonna be loud. Another cute event happening on Saturday. Now I'm just gonna say, if you figure that Saturday is a day that you're like, damn, it's gonna be it's all gonna be all about Mother's Day, it's gonna be all about stuff to do with Mother's Day, you're wrong. A Day of Birds. There's also something happening at the Taconic State Park in Copaig Falls. Rudd Pond. It's 253 Route 344 Copaig, New York. And it is a bird. What is this? Let me tell y'all what it is. It's a way to show how birds share space with us, creating bird-friendly cities and communities. It sounds cute. So if you wanted to do something like that, something that's not so much of a people-driven thing, this is your thing. And I'll read what it says here. It says, join us for a day in the park with bird activities, crafts, education, programs, and a live raptor show at 2 p.m. On this Spring World Migratory Bird Day, come learn about One Bird New York Challenge, make a feathered friend craft, chat with park educations about how you can help birds. And then there's also... they're also available on Facebook to follow. Taconic State Park, Copaig Falls, Rudd Pond. Super cute. Wow, there's so much. I don't know if I can get through it all, but I will try. Okay. The next thing, which Carmen and I have participated 2 years in a row, and I don't know if I'm going to miss it. I don't want to miss it. I'm going to be honest. I don't want to miss it because I also have a hair appointment. So let's keep it a buck. I'm trying not to miss it, but I'm going to tell you what's happening. It's the 6th annual Mad Hatter's Day Parade. Oh, my gosh. It's going to be this Saturday at 3 p.m. So there's a lot going on, y'all. I'm saying, like, and then, you know, the loop, the walk that you do is really nice, too. So, like, if you really want to just get out and, like, you know, sometimes you're like, you want to walk and you really want to walk alone, or you want to walk and you want to walk with some of your favorite people. Bring favorite people, bring a crazy hat, make a crazy hat, and come to the Mad Hatter's Day Parade. So that starts at the Hudson Area Library, and it usually laps around and ends at the Front Street Park. Is it the front? It's not called the Front Street Park. It's called, like, Promenade Hill, something like that. Yeah, and that's a cute event, and it's free. And again, we've done it. We've gone, you zigzag through all of, yep, it is at Promenade Hill. It'll end at Promenade Hill Park. You zigzag through the city so everybody can see all the hats. They usually have grass, bluegrass music band, big band music playing. It's a really nice event, especially for little ones, because they get to show their creative side with their hats. Carmen hasn't made a hat this year, neither have I, because it was a workshop last year we went to. Shout out to the youth center and the people that were able to put out that event. It might even still be happening again this year, but I don't seem to see an invite or know how I knew. I got to tell you one thing. If you rely on the internet for invitations and for updates, you need to also tap into your people, because I think I got this from people. I think it was either Kate Moore, or shout out to Kate Moore, or it was Vanessa Bear. One of my friends was like, yo, if you coming with Carmen to the Mad Hatter's Day Parade, you should not down here. One should be down here, one should be upstairs. Okay. Sorry, guys. You should definitely come to that Mad Hatter's Day Parade to make some hats. I got to get my shoes out of that closet. Yeah. What's all that stuff on the shelf? Never mind. All right. So let's keep it moving. Let's keep it going. What else is there? Let me get to the next thing. Okay. There's a few more. I'll tell you about the Mother's Day sips and things. Wow, there's a lot. Shut up. Okay, so a friend of mine, I was recently on TikTok. Shout out to Lola, who is an alderman or common council person. I don't even know what the name they changed it to. They used to call them aldermen. She's an alderman, and I think her name on my thing is Lola Falana. But anyway, she did the boots on the ground dance, and I commented under her thing that I wish we had a space that would teach us line dancing. Or if you already know how to line dance, because clearly Lola knows, we can just show up and line dance, get our boots, get our hats, get our jeans, and show up. Guess what, y'all? Ooh! Now, it's in Pohog, New York, but I don't think that's too far. It's called Kindred Creeks Line Dancing with Aaron McMahon and Food Trucks. Friday, May 30th, 7 to 10 p.m. It's CC Mobile Charcuterie Food Truck starts at serving at 5:45. And the event is, there's a fee, of course. All levels are welcome. Lessons and open line dancing, rain or shine, barn dancing. And there's a thing that says, for more information, reach out to Laura at rentaparty.com. Can I just tell you how cute this is and that I got to share it? I'm going to share it. Let me see. Can I share it on my page? I'm trying to see if I got Lola in my thing to, I'm trying to share it right now. Because if I don't share it now, I'm telling you, I'm going to forget and it's going to be a wrap. Okay. I shared it. Super cute. And I put that I'm interested. Oh, and when you do that, guess what happens? More of the same event populates. This is so cute. I usually don't find Facebook to be that, like, intuitive, but they stepping up, y'all. So let me tell you about the next one. All right, bet. So there's a bunch of line dancing events happening, but let me start back over here because I saw one that said Hudson. Hold on. All right. Where's this at? Oh, damn. These are all happening in the South, but that's all right. Hudson Valley Pickleball presents country and mixed music line dancing Wednesday, May 21st, 7 to 10 p.m. No cover. You know what that means, y'all. No cover. Let me say that again. And this is by CNN Productions Line Dancing, 1895 South Road, Poughkeepsie, New York. And it's at HV Pickleball Golf. No, HV Pickleball.com. And there is also a number, 888-921-7680. So if you want to get your line dance on a lot sooner, that's happening on May 21st. And then there was some more. Hold on, y'all. All right, let me get to the next one. That's just, okay, wait, this one is also, where's this happening at? And they all happening in the South. What is the deal? Hudson Valley Hudson got to do better, y'all. We need one up here. So what I have to do is I have to uninterest and interest the tab to get to see all the new pop-ups. Hold on. There's also a homesteading festival happening on Sunday, May 18th from 12 to 4. That sounds cute. That's also happening in Pohog, New York. Okay. There's another line dancing event happening on Sunday, May 18th, June 22nd, and July 13th at the Bridge Sports Bar and Lounge. Now, where's that? Nyack, New York. That's deep. We ain't doing all that, y'all. That's too deep. But anyway, now you see that there's some line dancing events. I'm pretty sure if you type line dancing into a search bar, you'll find that there's some out there. I'm going to try to see if I can see some that are happening in the area near here, because we definitely need one up this way. I'm looking, y'all. Hold on. Dang, I don't see none. What's this now? Oh, there's also a hot balloon festival coming, but that's in August. We could get to that later. Anyway, let me type in and see what I can find and see if line dancing will pop up for an event. Let's see. Line dancing. Now, Boots on the Ground. I don't know if you've heard the song, but what I'm going to do for you right now is I'm going to play the song because I find it to be super cute. And it's also got like this fan piece in it, which can I just tell you how Carmen be popping her fan? Carmen be popping her fan and she never got a fan. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy. All right. So wait, let me go to my... I'm trying to figure out how to find the actual song because, oh, here we go. Search. All right. So it's called Boots on the Ground. I got to go to Apple Music. Oh, here we go. All right. They got it, y'all.
I'm live in the building.
Yeah, yeah.
I dance on my dance. You ready? Where them fans at? Where them fans at? Where them fans at? Give me one time. Oh, 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 I got my boots on the ground.
Kicking up some dust. boots on the ground.
And that was 803 Fresh with Boots on the Ground. So now when you hear me say line dancing, that's the kind of line dancing I'm talking about. That right there is a turn up no matter what. And to see people do it of all ages is just so, it just looks so joyful. And I think I need a little joy. Yeah. So one of the things I found out about my cousin from all the beautiful people that I've been sharing. Thank you to everybody who's come on my Facebook page and and come into my DMs and have shared with me stories about Chato. I've sent those stories to their parents, to his parents. And, you know, it's just so beautiful to know that so many people loved him and were able to, like, spend time with him and remember him. And it was, and none of it was bad. All of it was good. You know, he was a real blessing. And so that finding out that he, like me, loved Drake. I'm definitely going to play some Drake at the end of my show. Clean Drake, of course. Clean. And then what else was I going to do? I was going to play something else because I have a thing to go to and I have to leave in a few minutes. And y'all going to come with me, but in the meantime, you know me, y'all. I'm always doing the most. Let me see, where is it? Trying to navigate and search Apple Music. Can I just tell you how disappointed I am in Apple Music? I missed the iPod days where you owned the music that was in the thing. And, you know, you could just kind of know that you could leave that with somebody and... Hold on. Leave that with somebody and it would pass on and you would have this music catalog that would be yours, theirs, everybody's. Now, with Apple Music, I'm pretty sure the minute you stop subscribing, it's gone. It's a wrap. It's clip. But let me play this one little thing and I'm going to play it in the car because I do have to make moves, like I said. Cruz, I'm leaving. Get to my next event and next happening. You're gonna hear some noise from the traffic outside that cannot be helped, but I'm pretty sure anybody with a window could hear it. Yeah, but let me get outside, y'all. All right, and I'm gonna play this music. I'm gonna try not to get too wet, try not to get my devices too wet, Lord, and try not to run. Anytime I'm in the rain, my first desire is to run. Carmen does the same thing, and I have to, like, say to her and say to myself, sorry about that, guys. Yeah, occasionally I will chip in and out. Bear with me. Let me play this next song and then we will sync up for a song for Chato at the end. Let me play this next song for y'all. Of course, I got to do a little Bay and Drake. Got to.
For the signs, took the trip to clear my mind. Oh, now I'm even more lost, and you're still so fine. Oh my. Been having conversations about breakups and separations. I'm not feeling like myself since the baby. Are we gonna even make it? Oh, 'cause if
good when you know you got a good girl. One time, this is a song for the good girl. Wanna roll with a good girl. One time, this is a song for the good girl. And I still keep it real, still treat you like I should. What's up?
On my mind, I passed my bedtime, no rest in the kingdom. Alone in my place, my heart is away. All that I can think of is, we should get married. We should get married. Let's stop holding back on this and let's get carried away. Stop making a big deal out of the little things, cause I got big deals and I got little things. Got everything asking for but you. Stop making a big deal out of the little things, let's get carried away. Come right now, you know where I stay.
I just wanna say oh my, I just wanna say oh my, what you heard, oh my.
All I'm really asking for is you.
Oh my, I just wanna say oh my, for what you heard, oh my,
long as you know who you belong to.
That was Beyonce and Drake as Mine. Love that song. I'm pretty sure he loved it too. So yeah, I'm going to run in here real quick because I got to find something and you're going to come with me. As you guys know, I've been moving, and moving is not for the weak. It is not even for the strong at this point. My back has been burning. I've had to be doing stretches like every morning, every evening, Like, the stretch game is real. If you're not stretching, I don't know what you're doing, y'all, because stretching is the key to life. Stretching gonna have you, if you were supposed to go out early, you might, stretching might have you around a little longer, because I don't know where I would be right now if I wasn't stretching, honestly. But yeah, there's a few events, that are local events that are coming up that sound really cute. I'm hoping that people are able to get out to them. Definitely the Basilica is in my top three. The Mad Hatter is up there as well. I mean, you know, Mad Hatter's happening on a Saturday. I didn't see a rain date. You know, I got issues with that because I'm one of those people that got to have a rain date. You got to give me a rain date, because a rain date is going to tell me one of two things. It's going to tell me that you understand that time is tricky and people need to be able to, plan accordingly and pivot accordingly. And you can't pivot or plan without a plan B. And the plan B requires a rain date. I'm sorry, y'all. It needs a rain date. I found what I was looking for. I'm about to head out. But I'm trying to, like, you know, I know I got ADHD. And it's not something that I'm bragging about. It's not even something that I was acknowledging until 2 years ago. Therapy. Thank God for therapy. If you ain't in therapy, I don't know what you're doing. You got to get in therapy. Anyway, but I really be trying to do the most. And I don't understand why that is, because I really don't want to be doing the most all the time. You know, sometimes I just want to kind of like be chill. I just don't know how to be chill. You ever heard anything so ridiculous? I really don't know how to be chill, but I want to be chill. Yeah, the struggle is real. I was saying to myself, I'm just going to sit here and do this one thing. And the next thing I know, I'm like, I got the broom, I'm sweeping, I'm cleaning up stuff. I'm like, I'm supposed to be studying. What are you doing? Nope. Your girl's out here cleaning up stuff and moving furniture and dusting and making a phone call. It's just like, really? And I know what it is, because the minute I recognize and I realize what I'm doing, I have to stop. And I really have to, like, talk myself off a cliff every time, because I don't know what's wrong with me. And I know some people say, oh, there's medication for that, and you know, it's not that bad. There's other things that could be worse. I also recognize that. That is true. But for me, being in my shoes, being the person that I am, it's hard. You know? Yeah. Trying to be in a space where you are supposed to be focused and, like, attentive, and your mind keeps drifting, it's hard. Or where you think, okay, because I'm cooking, I can also... Hear this. I can cook. I can manage Carmen Lucia and her homework, right? I can make a phone call and be on the phone hearing the best of things, right? I could also be sweeping. Child, I'm telling you, if I'm not sweeping, I'm wiping down a counter or something, or putting away stuff. So yeah, like, even with something as simple as cooking, I try to throw in extra tasks, because in my mind, I'm saying to myself, well, I'm only doing one thing. I could do more. I don't know what that is. I wish I could be like some people where you see them just doing the one thing, just stirring the pot, minding their business, stirring the pot. I could never. I could never. And I know that, and I acknowledge that, but I'm saying I could never. I don't know why. I just can't. I've tried it, y'all. I've even talked to myself and said, all right, put up a sign. Just stay here and cook. And Louis will come in the kitchen. He'll be like, what are you doing? Well, I figured if I could just organize the pots a little better, you know, the next time I cook, it'll be a lot more. Child, I'm telling you, it's always something. It's always something. And it is coming down out here, y'all. I recently found out that a friend of mine considers the rain to be the time that they spend outside. And I said, let me understand this a little bit more. Let me understand this. I only have a few minutes left, so I'm going to tell you what it is. They said that when it's raining, that's their time to come outside. And I said, not when it's sunny, not when it's like, you know, like a nice spring or summer night when it's like, you know, the streets is hot, but like the sun is down, so like it's cooled down a little bit. And you know, you could like come out. Nah, that ain't my kind of weather. I come out in the rain. I love the rain. I'll come out at night too, but if you ask me for a day, my perfect night or my perfect day, it involves the rain. Wild. Sometimes you think you know people and you don't really know people, because I've never heard an explanation for when to be outside like that. Anyway, let me set up another song because I got to get ready to go. You are listening to WGXC's Thursday Afternoon Show. It's your girl, Sela. Tommy D is away. He will be away until the end of June. I always have to say that because I want him to know that I miss him. But, you know, he deserves some time off anyway, you know. He be doing the most, too. That little geezer be doing too much, y'all. And I just said that after telling y'all that I do too much. Can you imagine? Yeah. So let me try to bring up. So I got a lot of Drake in my catalog for Apple Music. And I'm not sure what his favorite song is. But the good news about the Apple Music, the way it's set up, is you can actually just go by artist. And I'm trying to go by artist and also find a clean song, which is very tricky because, you know, Drake is, yeah. Let me actually go to my, it's tricky. You know, it is what it is. Can't really speak on it more than that. But it's only a few minutes left. I'm trying to get a song. I'm having a little bit of anxiety. I'm pulled over. I'm on the side of the road. I'm safe. But I'm trying to find a song that would be good. Okay, maybe this one. I don't really know this song that well. Hold on. Oh, you know what else too, y'all? I'm supposed to be putting my Wi-Fi on my tablet in order to play the song, and I didn't do that. So I guess we're gonna have to just talk it out. It definitely will be for next week. So again, I mean, there's only 2 minutes left. So again, what are you doing this Saturday? What are you doing this Sunday? If you celebrate Mother's Day, you're going to shout out to your moms. You're going to spend some time with your mom. You're going to bring her to breakfast, lunch, dinner. I don't know. You're going to organize a bingo game for your mom if she likes to play bingo. You're going to organize a card game with some of her favorite people. That's what she likes to do. Sometimes it's not even about how much money you spend. It's about the time that you spend. Because anybody can spend money, but who's giving time? Time is the real asset. I just want y'all to know that. For me, time is the real asset. You want to prove to me that you care about me? Give me your time. Money is just going to, you know, everybody's spending money. But give me some of your time. And then I know it's real. Shout out to the people that do give me some of their time because that's important. All right. So let's go over it again so we're clear. You're going to come see Tom and I on Sunday. We're going to work it back. You're going to do the card bingo thing with your mom, dinner, lunch, brunch. Go buy flowers, pick flowers, plant some stuff in the garden. Whatever it is your mama like to do, do it. And then you're going to come from 10 to 1, and you're going to see Tom and I at the Basilica Farm and Free Spring Edition. And after that, then you're going to go maybe on Saturday, you're going to do the Mad Hatter. You might go do a little line dancing in the evening in Pohog, New York, right? Because you heard the boots on the ground. And then you might stop over at Cooper Daughters and do a little sip and paint. Cause that's cute too. So there's a lot to get into. Don't act like you ain't got nothing to do. And then if you like birds, there's bird stuff coming up with the Taconic State Park. So there's a bunch of things that you could like tap into. You could make yourself a full calendar based on the offerings in the Hudson Valley. So don't tell anybody that I didn't tell you there was stuff to do. Cause I just told you there was stuff to do. Anyway.